is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 22nd of January, 2015. It's the birthday of the soprano Rosa Poncel, born in Meriden, Connecticut, 1897. She was the first American-born, American-trained opera star. She made her debut with the Metropolitan Opera on November 15th, 1918, sang with the Met for 19 seasons. It's the anniversary of the Supreme Court's landmark Roe v. Wade ruling, 1973. The plaintiff was Jane Roe. That was the name given to her, a woman forbidden to seek an abortion in Texas. She couldn't afford to travel to a neighboring state. The defendant was Henry Wade, Dallas County District Attorney, who argued that life begins at conception, and so the state had a compelling interest in protecting that life. Justice Harry Blackmun wrote the decision in which he said the court need not resolve the question of when life begins, and the court based its decision on the 9th and 14th Amendments and the right to privacy, and ruled 7-2 in favor of Jane Roe, that states could not outlaw abortions in the first trimester. It's the birthday of the poet Howard Moss, 1922, New York City, poetry editor at the New Yorker magazine for almost 40 years. He encouraged the careers of Theodore Rethke, W.S. Merwin, Anne Sexton, Sylvia Plath. It's the birthday of the philosopher Francis Bacon, London, 1561, who gave us the inductive method of modern science. And it's the birthday of the novelist Aaron Kyle, born Peoria, 1978, grew up in Grand Junction, Colorado. She loved horses, competed in horse shows. She wrote a short story called Foaling Season about a girl named Alice who lives on a horse ranch, which she turned into a novel, The God of Animals. It was a bestseller in 2007. And it's the birthday of Lord Byron, born London, 1788, published his first book of poetry at the age of 19, spent a few years traveling around the Mediterranean, began work on a long poem, which became his most famous, Childe Harold's Pilgrimage. He embarked on a series of love affairs in his fame and wealth. One of his lovers summed him up as mad, bad, and dangerous to know. A few months later, left England, never returned, died fighting in the Greek War of Independence. Here's a poem for today by Lord Byron, When We Two Parted. When we two parted in silence and tears, half broken-hearted to sever for years, pale grew thy cheek and cold, colder thy kiss, truly that hour foretold sorrow to this. The dew of the morning sunk chill on my brow. It felt like the warning of what I feel now. Thy vows are all broken, and light is thy fame. I hear thy name spoken, and share in its shame. They name thee before me, a knell to mine ear. A shudder comes o'er me. Why wert thou so dear? They know not I knew thee, who knew thee too well. Long, long I shall rue thee, too deeply to tell. In secret we met, in silence I grieve, that thy heart could forget, thy spirit deceive. If I should meet thee after long years, how should I greet thee with silence and tears? A poem by Lord Byron, When We Two Parted. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.